Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, the year of the book, or fits and starts and goodbyes. Well, dear listeners, a couple of checkup from the neck ups ago, I told you all I had started writing a book. And I said my plan was to write 90 minutes a day, and I'd give you a book report about how things were going with the writing, or not going, in a little while. And I said research shows the single best predictor of success is whether we believe we can do the task. Psychologists call this type of self-confidence in our ability to do a specific task self-efficacy. And after 30 years plus penning academic articles in psychologies like self-efficacy, and 7+ translating psychologies into checkup from the neck ups, I believe I can write a readable, useful book that might even be fun. So you might be thinking, stop stalling. Did you or did you not do 90 a day scribbling? Well, failed miserably. In 90 plus days since liftoff, maybe got 5 full 90-minuters in. What have I learned? Simply, while I believe I can do the task, I did not make the tough choices to put time and energy into the book that 90 minutes a day. Why? Because I discovered I'm already fully committed to living my daily minutes one way, and I was living in a complete fantasy that I could squeeze 90 more a day out of the stone that is my current schedule. I would have to choose a different life. 90 less, writing other things like checkup from the neck ups, or seeing fewer clients, doing less research or teaching, less reading for work and pleasure, or less family and friends, exercise, volunteering. The problem is, I really like all of those things. So, I've discovered I'd have to feel the pain of saying goodbye to someone or something I really value. And that for now, that's harder than the pain of not writing my book. So I'm Dr. Rich, still percolating, not writing 90, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.